All right, a brand new Village Vice. We are a day removed from Auburn falling at Jack State. Auburn lost at Jacksonville State last night. Didn't matter. They're actually higher in RPI today than they were yesterday.
Really?
Before the loss. Yeah, they're up to two. They're up to two in the RPI.
How is that possible? I don't understand that.
Well, he's Zach. I'm Brad. Thanks for being a part of the show. Well, Georgia Tech lost at home to Mercer. Mercer's good too, not so you'd notice it, but they have 39 wins. And their 39th was at Georgia Tech. Jacksonville State, if you only follow football, like they're a good football team, but they shouldn't. It's a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's so very different. And I think most folks understand that by now. They've won 40-plus games. They're a top 25 team legitimately. And the loss just doesn't hurt. Just doesn't.
When we said that, the RPI thing is proof. That's crazy. That's insane. So,
like last night,
obviously, wish we would have won it last night. But
yeah,
like you said, doesn't hurt. But yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how they answer. Can I hijack the show today? Do you care? Can we do something a little different?
Sure. So, sure.
Are you done? You got anything else before I hijack this thing?
It's fine. I'm a little nervous, but I'll trust you. Sure.
I want to take
what you got.
Let me make you more nervous by how I choose to word this. Let me take you through an experience I had last night. And I just want you to react step by step of each aspect of the experience.
I don't know that I've ever been more nervous.
Yeah, don't be. So I went on the War Report, our friends over at the War Report.
Yeah.
They're doing these off-season drafts. Ike is hosting them. And so he asked me to do one last week and I couldn't. I was traveling and I really wanted to. But he's doing these themed drafts, like the one he originally invited me to that I wasn't able to go to was like Gus Malzahn era players. This one was Auburn Tigers from 2000 to 2009. And like each person drafts a team. So I've got, I'm just going to kind of share this. So you get a quarterback, a running back, two receivers, a tight end / fullback. And then you pick a unit for the offensive line. So you pick like a year for the offensive line, and you pick a year for the defense, and then a specialty player that could be, that could be a kicker or a punter. It could be a returner. Like that is kind of open-ended.
Yeah. Okay.
And so there were four of us drafting. It was myself. And then two guys that I had the pleasure of meeting, Nick and Tez. They're from they do a podcast on the Water Cooler Sports Network. They were lovely folks. And then Dukes the Scoop, who all Auburn fans know and love. So I got the first pick. If we're talking 2000 to 2009, who would you have taken with the first pick?
Jason Campbell.
Yes, same. And my thought process was like, all right,
SEC
where is
player
there
the
most amount of drop-off at?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it's quarterback, right? There's more than four good running backs in this era.
Yeah.
A receiver from 1 to 8. It's like, I think a lot of it's preference. There's some that are like universally and agreed upon to be better. But so that my other pick would have been, if I was picking second and Jake Ham was gone, it was going to be the 2004 defense because I felt like that drop off was there. But then after that, there were a lot of really similar ones.
Sure.
Nick at 2 overall took Brandon Cox.
Brandon Cox, yeah. That I think is the clear second pick.
Really? I was surprised by that. I don't dislike it. My thought process was I actually had a hard time when I was ranking them of determining. I had an argument for Chris Todd in my head as well. I thought Brandon Cox and Chris Todd were close.
Yeah.
But a lot of people may not have felt that way.
Oh, I think you could just based on the stats in 2009 when he got in and was running Gus's offense and I guess he held the record for passing touchdowns for a year.
Yeah.
And you could. I just think Brandon with his steadiness would have been my pick. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree with it. I would have gone. Tez went 2004 defense. And then Dukes went 2004 offensive line.
Yeah.
Then it snakes back. So Dukes' next pick was Caddy.
Okay.
Which best running back. I just think that all four running backs that go are good. And I think we all agree on which four the running backs are going to go.
Do we?
We did last night, but okay. I'm curious. I'm curious on your response. That's why I kind of want to go through this.
Yeah.
With you. Let me get to my pick and then let you react. So then it went Ronnie Brown. Tez went Ronnie. And then Nick did the 2006 defense.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then I was afraid I wasn't. Okay, before I tell you what I did, what are you thinking here? What would you have done?
Am I constructing this like an actual, like, because I'm probably, outside of quarterback, I need to establish my offensive and defensive. I need to establish my offensive line and my defense, don't I?
I don't think that's a bad strategy at all.
Yeah. I'm tempted to take the 2005 offensive line next.
Okay. I took the 2005 defense here.
That's also a good pick. I have a lot of different thoughts swirling around. I'm going to try not to go helter-skelter with them.
But no, I want you to. I want you to. I mean, that's the point of this. I kind of want you to.
All right.
Yeah.
Because the defensive line, the defenses are getting taken. The 2002 defense is underrated. The 2008 defense is also underrated because
neither of those defenses get drafted in this.
Right. That 2008 is a really underrated defense. The offense was just such a problem. They were in almost every game because the defense kept them close. So I would go like the 2005 offensive line, maybe next.
Okay.
Or the 2002 defense. Or the 2003 defense, because you had Dontarius Thomas, Carlos Dansby. That's another where the defense was outstanding.
Yeah. So my thought process, all right, I got my defense. I went 05 defense here. And then my thought process was, all right, I wanted the 04 O-line. Like, I thought that was the best one. But there were several other offensive lines that I was okay with, like, slipping. Because, like, it's a snake draft. I don't pick again for a while was my thought process. Like, I'm okay with 06. I'm okay with 09. And like you said, I wanted the 2005 offensive line. And I'm like, honestly, I don't think the drop-off was crazy. So I didn't pick that here. Okay. I picked where I thought the biggest drop was. So I took Heath Evans at the tight end / fullback spot because there's nothing else like that.
That's a good call. And you get him because you're 2000. It starts with 2000.
Right.
Okay.
You okay with that pick?
I'm okay with that pick. Again, if you're building the roster to be, competing on the field with other teams, do you need one of your early picks to be tight end fullback? I don't know. But now Auburn also had Brandon Johnson at the fullback position.
Mm-hmm.
The boy from Bayou LaBatry who was just a junkyard dog.
All right, so that Nick took Ben Tate, and then Tez took the 2009 offensive line. So I'm with you. I'm thinking, okay, all right, so I'm guaranteed either the 05 or the 06 offensive line. Yeah. I'm okay with that pick. I'm okay with that pick. Dukes then went, this is the third pick. Dukes went Tim Carter.
Whew, good pick.
He was a little unconventional with this, but we let it happen because he did line up there. He went Brandon Jacobs with his tight end / fullback here.
I wouldn't have allowed that. I would have thrown a flag on that. Brandon Jacobs wasn't a fullback or tight end.
Duke said he lined up at tight end some, but that wasn't my era, to be 100% honest. So I didn't push back on it. Everybody else seemed fine with it.
If he did, it was such a technicality. If you're taking somebody else in that category, you got to take Robert Johnson as a tight end.
Okay. Robert Johnson does get taken eventually. Okay. All right. Then on the snake back, Tez took Ben Obamanu as one of his receivers. And then Nick took the 2006 offensive line.
Okay.
So I'm sitting here again where I'm like, okay, I know who my running back is.
Absolutely.
I don't need to take a running back anymore. I'm just going to let that sit there, and I'm going to take him at the end because nobody else can take a running back.
Okay, that's a good strategy. That's a good
and
strategy.
Same with offensive line. I'm with you. Yeah. I wanted the 05 O-line, just like you said.
Yeah.
I get them. I get them whenever I choose to take them because there's no more offense. Like, nobody else can take an O-line. And so this is my least favorite pick. What would you have done here? I go receiver, but tell me what you would have done here.
I would have either gone receiver or I would have gone with the specialist next.
Okay.
And gone with probably John Vaughn.
Okay.
Or Wes Byram. Or Wes Byram. Actually, I would have gone with Byram. That's what I would have done next.
So it's a snake. So I get the fourth round and my fifth round pick. Yeah. My fifth round pick was Wes Byram.
Got it.
And I did the same. My thought process was the same as Heath Evans, right? It's like, I'm going to get the best of this position.
Yeah.
I'm happy with who's going to fall to me at running back and offensive line. My wide receiver, if I could do it over again, I would have gotten Courtney Taylor here. If I could do it over again. But I went with Darvin Adams.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's exactly my thought process. Is I almost went Courtney Taylor, but Darvin Adams had 2 900-yard seasons.
He had 2 top 6 seasons in Auburn receiver history.
Here's the thing: we color that a little bit because we know what he did in 2010. If all we had to go on was his 2009, and you didn't know what he did in 2010. Would you still pick him as high as you picked him?
No, I would have definitely got Courtney Taylor.
Yeah. And Courtney Taylor's, 4 years of productivity. So
I'm not going to lie, Brad, sitting here, I'm feeling really good because I know who my running back is going to be late.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm guaranteed the 2005 offensive line, which is the nature of how this draft works. But
yes.
All right. So then Nick took Devin Aromashadu.
Okay.
Tez took Courtney Taylor, which I think is a steal, honestly. Yeah,
I do.
He got him as like the fourth receiver.
Yeah, agreed.
And then Dukes at the snake went.
I love, by the way, I love that today's Village Vice is a reenactment of another draft from another show. This is the most meta second.
So he went Ronnie Daniels, and then I don't know, some people may hate it. I don't know. And then the 2003 defense.
Yeah. By the way, Ronnie Daniels slipping to the sixth wide receiver taken. He has one of 2,000 yard receiving seasons ever.
Correct.
That was 99. So again, if you didn't know that and all you had was the 2000 season,
you wouldn't have taken him.
You probably, yeah.
Because I think he had like 300-ish yards in 2000.
Right.
All right, then Tez went Chris Todd.
Okay.
And then Nick went Rod Smith here.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so I'm sitting here knowing, all right, all of mine are pretty much set.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with Emery Blake at receiver.
Okay.
And then my running back is Rudy Johnson.
Yeah. Rudy with an I.
Thank you.
You got Jason Campbell, Rudy Johnson, Darvin Adams, Emery Blake, Heath Evans is black. You're winning, Zach.
I think so.
You're winning.
I felt pretty good about that. So then Nick went Robert Johnson, tight end.
Phillip
Tez went Anthony Mix.
Oh, Anthony Mix? Wait a minute.
Lutze not getting drafted was wild to me.
Yeah, that's and Tez and Dukes, Anthony Mix wasn't a tight end. He was a receiver. If he lined up at tight end a couple of times, okay. If Brandon Jacobs lined up at tight end a couple of times, okay. But they're not tight ends or fullbacks. Lutze should be on that list.
Who would you have taken as the fourth quarterback here if you were Dukes?
Awesome question.
So with his team construction, I'm thinking Cody, if I'm being honest with you. And I'm just saying, all right, Cody and Caddy with Tim Carter. He talked about Tim Carter's speed.
Oh, no, Ben Leard.
That's who we took. He takes Ben Leard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have considered Cody and just been like, all right, we're going to run it with Cody, Caddy, behind with Brandon Jacobs since we let that slide behind the 0-4 O-line, but whatevs. So these were the teams.
By the way, Nick with a really underrated specialist pick in Tristan Davis.
Yeah, really I don't really remember Tristan Davis. I'm being honest with you.
Tristan Davis was like the fourth or fifth or sixth running back in the mid-2000s, but he was a kickoff return beast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a blast from the past. I've not thought of Tristan Davis in a very long time, but I'm very happy to be thinking about Tristan Davis. He was outstanding as a kick returner.
Yeah. Okay. So a few guys that we thought were interesting that weren't drafted, Lutsey not being one of the tight ends, I think is wild. He was when I was making a big board going into this.
Can you, I'm sorry. This is the OCD in me. Can you left align the years for offensive line and defense? It's bothering me that they're right aligned and that okay. Thank you. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Blame Google Sheets for that. Yeah.
Much better. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. No, we were all shocked that, I was shocked that Lutsey wasn't taken. And then we talked about like Kenny Irons. Like, is there any discussion for Kenny Irons over any of these running backs?
Yeah, there is. You could have the discussion Kenny over Ben Tate.
Okay.
You can't have the discussion Kenny over Rudy, Ronnie, or Caddy.
I agree. All right, so which team would you want? Which team would you take?
Yours. Jason Campbell, Rudy Johnson is.
I thought you're not talking to me on a show. Which one would you take?
I would take Zach's.
Okay.
I would take Zach running behind the 0-5 offensive line with Wes Byram as the specialist, Heath Evans blocking for Rudy Johnson, and with Jason Campbell throwing to Darvin Adams and Emery Blake. That's
a lot to like there. I feel pretty good about my squad.
You have essentially the first pick of half of the categories, which is, I guess, how that works with a 4-person draft. But
yeah,
I mean, Campbell and Johnson together is almost enough for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if you had 4th pick in some of the other areas,
right?
The fact that you have the SEC Player of the Year in Jason Campbell and a 1,500-yard rusher in Rudy Johnson.
Right.
With then Heath Evans blocking for him. And like the 0-5 roster, because they didn't go undefeated, half the guys on those starting offensive and defenses went to the NFL.
Right. Yeah, when I was looking at the depth charts or whatever, like a lot of the 0-4 guys that we remember were on those 0-5 teams, obviously. Yes, a lot of them got drafted, several in the first round. Like, that was very exciting. But there was a lot of carryover. Like, it wasn't just that team wasn't all, you know, draft eligible players. So when I was looking at the 0-5 offensive line and the 0-5 defense, like, I really want these guys to fall to me.
The 0-3 defense is another one of the, like, we've had some defenses. This is way too common a theme, I think. Or do we just do this to romanticize it? The 0-3 defense, the 0-8 defense. Some of DJ, like last year's defense.
Yeah.
We really look back and we say if the offense had been halfway decent, you've got a championship caliber team. That 0-3 defense with like DeMarco McNeil as a senior and Spencer Johnson and Jay Ratliff was on defense by that point.
Sure.
When Carlos Dansby, Dontarius Thomas, Junior Rosegreen, all those guys that weren't there in 05, but they were there in 03, but because the offense just didn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't a championship team.
Yeah. So, cool. All right. That would be fun just to kind of...
Yeah.
Work through for a few minutes there.
Yeah. That's fun. It's fun to think back to some of those guys and to how many positions Auburn has been stacked at talent at over the years.
Yeah. I'm glad you approved of the Heath Evans strategy.
Yeah.
Because like Robert Johnson, Anthony Mix, and then, you know, Brandon Jacobs is kind of a little bit different, but yeah. I just felt like he was so much more impactful. That era, like Auburn was really good that decade. We are not tight end you by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. And he wasn't a tight end. He was a fullback.
But it's just tight end / fullback. You know, you're not
right.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. Boy, I'm thinking about Heath Evans. I also have the memory of 98, and he broke his ankle against LSU. 98, they went through 5 different centers, but the issue started when Heath broke his ankle against LSU. That's a much better team, and the season doesn't go south if he doesn't break his ankle in game 3 of the year against LSU.
Yeah. I guess he's older than I realized. I thought he came along later.
Now, his senior year was 2000.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. I think he had the longest run of the 2000 Iron Bowl. I don't think Rudy had the longest run.
Oh, interesting.
They gave it to him, a little fullback trap on a miserable day in Tuscaloosa, and he rumbled about 60 yards, and then they ran him down.
That's great. All right, before I hijack the show, anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's it. Just, I had an analogy that I thought was pretty good about baseball, but I don't know if anybody would care now. So
you want to try? You want to see if they care?
Yeah. Your baseball season is like if you're building a new house, okay? And one day, like the chief contract, the lead guy, the foreman, is out sick, okay? You lose a midweek game. Doesn't really slow down the schedule all that much. You're still on schedule. You're still fine. And again, Auburn higher in the RPI today than they were before losing to Jack State last night. It just doesn't matter.
Hey, since you were at the game last night,
yeah,
is Jacksonville a state?
No. Jacksonville is not a state.
Surprised we didn't get more feedback about the playing Jax as a child yesterday.
We got some. We found the name of it, didn't we?
Yeah, Pro Jax.
Pro Jax. That's what it was. Yep. We did have some comments on the show yesterday about people stepping on metal jacks.
Oh, ouch.
In shag carpet, because they could really dig down in there and you could lose them in there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Shag carpet. When's the last time you saw shag carpet?
I don't know. Probably when my grandma was alive.
When I was very little, we had shag carpet in the bathroom. Yeah. No. that face.
Like a half bath or like a full bath with a shower?
Zach, the house I grew up in on Main Street in Piedmont, Alabama, we didn't have but one bathroom.
So when you stepped out of the shower?
Yeah. Or when I, as young, like potty training Brad, stepped up to the...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm stepping on shag carpet.
The microorganisms in that carpet need to be studied.
Can't imagine. It didn't last long.
It's a biologist's dream.
Yeah. My parents very quickly were like, no, the shag carpet is coming out. But this can't stay. But I never
what
stepped
are your thoughts
on
carpet in general.
I don't mind carpet in a bedroom.
Yeah, I wish everything was hardwood. Everything.
Really? You're anti-carpet.
Yeah. In our old house, we like got hardwood installed like in the whole house.
Yeah.
We had like, I don't know if it's a tax return or like a good podcast month or what, but we're like, let's just get hardwood throughout the entire house. Like, yeah. And then we don't have that anymore. But
you prefer that to carpet?
Yes.
Easier to clean, or you like the way it looks, or... Are you ain't
yeah, I like the way it feels. You know, I walk around barefoot in my house. Like, yeah. I like how it feels on hardwood floor.
Yeah.
It is easier to clean. Absolutely. I've just always I think it looks better. I've always preferred it. I think Harvin's kind of gross. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really? I don't think it's gross as long as you keep it clean.
Yeah.
But
this is like, what's it hiding in there, you know?
I've never thought about it that way. I have to be honest. I've never thought about it. I've just thought, well, this is nice. It's not cold or hot, or I just take my shoes off and here I go on carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think? Carpet or all hardwood?
All those skin flakes just hiding in the carpet.
Not if you clean it regularly.
Dude, I don't care skin how flake. Often you vacuum it. It's still pulling stuff out of it.
Well, so is hardwood floor.
Just wipe it down.
It's the same thing. See, now we're just arguing over
it's not the same thing.
Wipe it down.
It's not the same thing.
Wipe it down versus vacuum it. It's the same. You're still getting all the microbes.
No, Brad, I think there's a major difference between wiping something off, which is what you're doing with hardwood floors, or having to pull something out of something, which is what the vacuum is doing to carpet.
You're still getting rid of the dust mites and the skin cells and all
that. But not all of it.
Pretty close enough to all of it.
You have something that's grabbing. It doesn't want to let go of it to the vacuum.
You
the hardwood floor is like, here, mop. Here are the germs. Are the cooties. The carpet's like, no, I want to keep the skin particles.
The carpet fibers don't have tentacles that grab. They're not Venus fly traps.
I think if you get close enough and you look, I think you'll agree with me.
What an interesting turn this has taken. Let me make one more point about it. Do you change your sheets every day? Do you wash your sheets every day? Because you lose far more skin cells.
We've done this before. We've done this before, and you know the answer. What's my answer going to be?
I don't know. Once a week?
My wife changes them probably twice a week.
Okay. We have done this. You're right. You're right. And I don't twice a week. But you lose far more skin cells in those sheets than you do walking on carpet. What if you walk in socks on carpet?
Like, all right, I just Googled zoomed in carpet, and this is what came up. Like, you're telling me
that this
isn't just going to hold on to ish?
But you're going to pull it. Yeah. First of all, not enough to make you sick. And number two, it's going to come out when you use the
sickness
vacuum.
Was not the where did sickness come into this conversation?
I just figured that was the concern.
Sickness?
I figured that was the concern if you're talking about germs and skin cells.
No, it's not. Sickness hasn't come up. Sickness?
Sorry. That's
everyone has vices. Extra Village Vices, one of yours.